Blog Talk Radio.
Half of my city trying to get to Micro Center and back before we do the show.
Wow. Yeah, I know you like texted me saying, you know, I may be here, you know, right before the show. And I was like, cool.
I walked through the door and it was 5 minutes till. I was like, holy crap.
I was cleaning up a fondant mess.
I thought you said a farm. I was like, farm?
No, well, might as well be, but no, fondant mess. I made a cake and it was fondant icing. And I did, in theory, make the icing. I have it, and it works.
Is it in theory? I mean, the icing.
I can't eat it on the cake without it breaking.
Oh, it needs more cream.
Well, this didn't call for cream.
Yeah, but that's what it needs, more cream. Or cowbells, one
something
of the
two. Something needs something, yeah. No, because, I mean, this is really easy to make. I mean, a 2-pound bag of the powdered sugar, a 16-ounce bag of marshmallows, and some water, and I think that was it.
Mm.
And you mix them all together in a certain way, and ta-da.
And it was supposed to come together nicely, but it did not.
No, it worked, if I could figure out how to get it
on a cake.
Once I get it flattened out, and, you know, I cut it to the shape, every time I pick it up, it stretches, and it's like, arr!
I am, I'm a need for the guys. I'm going to need them to get some women to work at Micro Center in the back.
Yeah, was it that bad?
It is my wholehearted belief that some of you men out there do not know how to, don't know how to give good customer service, especially to a woman. You have to smile. You have to be chatty. And the more you talk, the more stuff we'll buy, believe it or not. And especially when you work on commission, you know, if you get a woman in any store, especially in whatever it is that, you know, floats her boat, whether it be shoes or gaming things, you know, that's how you get her. But these guys did not want to be chatty. And then the one when I told them, I said, well, you know, go ahead and throw me a copy of The Sims Supernatural in there. You know, got to get that promised baby Natrix. And he's like, oh, this is a limited edition. And I says, how much is it? Well, it actually costs less than others. Okay, well, give me that one. Yeah, it's a limited edition. I said, dude, I'm an old school gamer. You're not going to get me with that limited edition crap.
No, so then I don't care.
Yeah.
You're giving me a disc and maybe a poster.
No, they didn't give me a poster because, see, a poster would make it special. You know what it is? A copy of Plants vs. Zombies. I was like, hell, I probably got that somewhere. So I'm not impressed.
Yeah.
Just ring it up. And I said, do you price match? Because I will come back in here. And be like, look, it's on sale for here. And he's like, well, do you have a paper? I says, I got a phone here with the internet. Do you really want me to do this? But I was like, I didn't have time. If I had time, oh, yeah.
Wow. That's
something down, dude.
You know, why do people insist on cutting down trees? Why can't we just use the internet? We've got we can see them right there. You know, maybe you could just scan it from my phone or, you know, bump our phones together and, oh, yeah, so-and-so had this.
Yeah, something. Yeah, so I may be back up there later today, but I wanted to, just in case, get it and get it over with after we're done with the show. I did manage to get some things that were upgraded. I was not trying to. I would have preferred not to, but he says, we don't really have your exact specs. He says, unless you just buy a computer outright, which I contemplated because it was about the same price, but I didn't need all the crap that came with it.
Yeah.
And, a lot of the computers now are not able to be taken apart. Do y'all know that?
No, they're not.
I don't like that at all. When I went to look at one last week, they were trying to sell me a Windows PC, and I was like, well, you know, where can I pull this stuff? I was like, oh, this is not made to be taken apart. Well, it is not made to come to my house then.
Yeah, or they try to use proprietary stuff, and it's kind of like, really?
Mm-mm.
You're trying to get me with proprietary?
Yeah. No.
Computer stuff?
No.
No.
And then the guy's all was all shocked. I was like, "What's the speed on this processor you're giving me?" He's like, "Well, I'm, you know, it's probably pretty fast." I said, "Dude, give me some gigahertz. Come on, don't play with me." I got time.
Probably pretty fast.
So
yeah,
then
that
I had
sounds
to on the box.
Technical.
Yeah, they assumed because I was a woman, and y'all know Gamenatrix goes in there looking. I usually don't do girly when I go to places like that because they don't take you seriously when you look too girly. It happens. Yeah, this is like clockwork. They expect you. Oh, she doesn't know what she's talking about. And same thing when I was in there Sunday. I had on my heels, and, you know, I was dressed up, and the guy was like, I started talking about, you know, I don't need this, and I need a SATA converter. And he was like, oh, you know what a SATA converter is? Yeah.
I have boobs. I'm not stupid.
And then he says, well, I'm looking at the motherboard that you bought from us originally. It has SATA on it. Okay, but my drives are not SATA. I know what I got.
Why do you think I need the converter?
Make me slap you, little boy. Just give me my stuff.
Wow. Yeah, I think I'd be a little bit irritated.
I was irritated. But I was more irritated due to the fact that I'm a little crazy this morning, so I kept missing turns. So when I said, because
this morning,
Horace was like in Microsoft in one day. I went there in 1 hour, an hour and a half, but it would have actually taken me about 45 minutes to do the whole trip had I not gone the wrong way when I left the house. And then I had to double back. And even when I double back, I missed my exit, and I had to double back again.
You had to double back
again.
To go to the store. What were you doing?
I don't know, man. I was out of it. It's just not all there. It's quite this morning. I'm in a good mood, but I'm not there. Okay, so we've talked our 7 minutes intro. All kinds of cool stuff going on today.
Yes, actually, there is all kinds of cool stuff going on today. Yeah. All right, so deep breath, and I guess I can jump right into it. I told you that we're getting new PS3 models yesterday, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, today, Sony has come out and said, hey, you know what, even though we're giving you new ones, we're not going to give you a break on the old ones.
Oh, messed up.
Despite announcing 2 new PlayStation 3 SKUs for Japan and North America and 3 for Europe, Sony says that it has absolutely no plans on slashing the price of its older PS3 models that are in stock around the world. Speaking to Engadget, Sony's John Kohler just tried to justify the position by saying that customers are tired of weird price moves often made by... Yes, we are tired. We are tired of sales. That's probably... We're tired of being given breaks, you know.
Yeah, we don't want
to spending less
console.
Money. Mm-mm. No. Anyways, he says that we are tired of weird price moves often made by the hardware manufacturers related to promotions such as price promotions, gift cards, offers, etc. We really want... Okay, I've got some weird explosion noises going over here, so if I, like, disappear, my internet's gone.
Okay.
Anyways, what we really want is content and games and value. That's why the base model offered in America includes Uncharted 3 and premium content for use in Dust 514. He also said that there would be no price drop because there are only so many units of the older models left on the store shelves. Really? Really? Not even a small price drop? But you know what? I don't want your new PS3 anyways. I'm sorry. Smaller is not always better unless you're Nintendo.
Exactly.
So no, y'all can keep that.
Okay.
What do you think?
I'm not getting a new Sony. They can keep it. Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. There's some Halo 4 stuff floating around the web, and they're like, it's offering some gameplay clues. We would like to point out again, because I have to point this out to several people when I tell them. I said I am even more lackluster about Halo 4. After playing it, not seeing screenshots, we got our hands on it, just so you all know that here.
Mm-hmm. I'm still going to play it.
Well, Ginger's still going to play it, but you were not as, you know, after you played it for a while, you were like, I'll still buy it, but...
It'll be just like the other Halos. I'll finish the story, and then I'll never play the co-op. Or
and, of course, people are like, we're fairly certain it never looked this pretty. Honey, it's screenshots. That's what they do. They make them look good. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to look that way on your screen. Like I said, we got our hands on it. I didn't see anything there that made me, you know, look twice. And I was in there twice. We went the earlier part of the day, and then I went to the private party that night where I actually could, you know, could mess around with it. Couldn't get Ginger over there because she's busy screaming across on the other side.
I was partying with the people. Power to the people.
And then I call, and Ginger answers. She has the audacity to answer the phone in the middle of a concert, and all I hear is, yeah! Woo!
And boy, I know it's you, but I can't hear you.
Ginger, hello. Hello, where are you? And Danger's like, I think she's on the other side of that wall, because that's exactly where you were, because we could hear it through the wall. So she's on the other side of that wall. So how did we get over there? And then I was like, you know what? I'm going home.
bounce up and down with the camera in my hand. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. So that's the minor news. You got some Halo stuff floating around. I'm not excited. I'm not going to go to the Halo journey with you all this time. I think I'm done. All right, so what do we got? Some other interesting things popping off in the Gamerverse. Kickstarter.
Uh-oh, more stuff about Kickstarter? It's not going to be good.
Well, they are they're supposedly reinforcing the creator-backer relationship with some new rules. In a post on their blog, they're detailing several changes that will reinforce that Kickstarter isn't a store. They are addressing the widespread concern that many Kickstarter backers believe they are purchasing a finished product rather than funding its creation. So from today, creators will have to address the potential issues that their products will face by answering the question, what are the risks and challenges this product faces and what qualifies you to overcome them? Maybe they'll accept ours now.
Yeah, well,
because we had already put that in, and they were like, no. Okay, so this section will appear directly below the product description. Other new guidelines include a prohibition on product simulations, limiting creators to demonstrating what can be achieved with the real product at any point in time. Rendered images of a product are also forbidden. Why was that allowed in the first place? With the Kickstarter team offering a general rule of under-promise and over-deliver. So for a full breakdown, you can pop over to their blog and check it out. The blog post is titled, Kickstarter is not a store. Yes, you are. Actually, you're not a store. You are a charity something or other. You know, that kind of thing. Okay, so I'm moving along because Ginger's got to take care of some business here real quick. Okay. So now the fight is on, the bickering is on, and I really think Sony should be quiet. If you don't have a console ready to go at the same time as the Wii U, you should probably not make any comments. So people are asking the question, why would you want a Wii U when the Sony PlayStation Vita and PS3 can do the same thing already? That is Sony's line of attack as Nintendo readies its new hardware for release. They said, we tell our PlayStation fans all the time what the Wii U is offering is something that Vita and PS3 can do quite easily. This is from U.S. Sony exec John Kohler, and he said this to Engadget. He said, that means Sony can pick and choose which games it wants to support with a touchscreen controller concept, Kohler added. He says, it's dependent on the content. We need to make sure that the content isn't force-fed, and to us, making sure that the gamer receives the right type of experience is what's most important. We're going to pick our spots, but that technology certainly does exist here. PlayStation 3 and PlayStation Vita separately cost more than a Wii U, which allows for dual-screen gaming out of the box, but most Vita players own a PS3 already, Kohler added. As you look at the Vita consumer in a very high percentage, almost all of them own a PS3, so you see the crossover works. So whether we want to bundle the hardware together remains to be seen, he concluded, mentioning that retailers ask for such a move all the time. Kohler did not mention how many PS3 players own a Vita. Sony has not released the firm hardware figures for its handheld since June, when 2.2 million of the devices were out in the wild. And I just accidentally clicked on an ad.
Don't click on ads. What kind of ad? Was the point?
It's for PS3 20.
But I
think, Sony, you should be quiet. You have no Wii U in your hand. You have no idea what all it's going to do. We say that all the time. Any gamer, even if you don't like the Wii or you don't like their consoles, you know they never show you all of what they can do. Mm-hmm. They show you the upfront stuff. Yes, the stuff that may match what Xbox and PlayStation can do. And then that week that the Wii U is about to launch, the commercials will start. The ads will start, and then they will start showing you this is what this can do. They'll tell you to go out and play it. The Nintendo van will make its rounds. I will be in it somewhere. That Nintendo van is awesome. I want one of those to like live.
I've not seen the Nintendo van. So.
Well, they came here to Houston. This was, of course, before we had Ginger on board, and they came here for us, as a matter of fact, for Gamer Girls Radio. And but we put them on the Fox Studios lot because we were worried that somebody was going to get mugged, because you can't just park up a Nintendo van anywhere. And we got to go inside, and it was like a small apartment. I kid you not, just wonderful HD TV, couches, yeah, table, refrigerator. I was like, we can just go with you. Where are you going?
That sounds like fun. I wish I had been around when that happened.
We will do it again, or we will send them by you. We need to find you a studio by your house. So.
Yes.
Again, you cannot just park up the Nintendo tour bus anywhere because people will get mugged.
I live on the boonies. They can park here.
No, they, you will be amazed. People are like, Nintendo van is coming through.
That's true. That's fine. I got a gun. I ain't scared.
I can hear see Ginger open the door with a shotgun. Okay.
Oh, you are not stealing my Nintendo van.
That you won't. We're in here playing stuff. What do you want?
Yes. All right. The cutest and most adorable aquarium app has finally arrived.
Wait, let me answer a question real quick for Twitter. Horace was asking, will the game engine have to catch up with the gameplay as far as Halo 4? Okay. This is the way I look at it. I saw Halo 4, or Halo 3 came out right when I got LASIK surgery, so I was able to really see what it looks like. Mm-hmm. I really don't see much of a big, huge difference to me. The screenshots look amazing, but the actual game doesn't look much different from Halo 3 to me as far as graphically. For those of you who are graphics whores, I didn't hear any different sounds. There was no new gameplay, even in multiplayer, because that's where I spent most of my time because of you crazy people out there. In the multiplayer, I didn't see anything that made me go, oh, wow, that's cool, that's new. Not really. And this is no dig at 343. You guys are awesome. I adore you for working on this project. Mm-hmm. I was not wowed where I wanted to pick it up. Sorry. Anyway.
It was pretty, but no. I don't know. All right. Where was I? It is time to have your own unique aquarium in 3D. Feed, raise, clean, and breed it. Oh, my God. They did not go there. Feed, raise, clean, and breed in Gangnam style. Gangnam style.
Gundam, woman, Gundam.
Anyways. Out of all the aquarium games in the market, My Little Fish promises to be the best in everything. Great, now I see a fish doing that dance. Gameplay is not different from all other aquarium games. Raise, feed, clean, and breed are the basic functions that users need to perform to have their own unique aquarium. Instead of adding new functions, just 9 tries to differentiate from the crowd by enhancing the small details throughout the game. For example, unlike other aquarium games, My Little Fish can enable users to have up to 8 different offsprings to breed with friends' fishes and to give full freedom to fishes so that they can move in every direction.
All right, looks like we lost our Ginger, sadly, and she's probably cussing and yelling. Or if she can hear me, she's probably still talking, asking why I'm talking over her. So she'll pop in here. All right. For those of you who are out and about, you know, hopefully you're not standing in line for iPhone 5. Ginger, did you come back again? No. Okay, so if you want an iPhone 5, they're saying you probably don't want to go to the Apple store. You want to go somewhere like Sprint because there's not so much of a line. Of course, the Apple iPhone 5 launched today with much fanfare, long lines. Some of you are camping. The 6th generation superphone from Apple includes a 4-inch Retina display, a 4G LTE data speeds, and faster processor. But everybody's like, where can I get one? Well, if you're in New York, and I'm betting this is the same all across the country, AT&T, Verizon, and Sprint stores in New York City and New Jersey this morning, they said they're sold out, but some still had some iPhone 5 models in stock. Specifically, all AT&T stores were sold out, but few Verizon and Sprint stores still had some in. Personal experience, according to VentureBeat, will also tell you, pointing to people, to carrier stores rather than the Apple stores. So you might want to not go to the main store. If all the carrier stores in your vicinity are sold out, you can always order one online and let it come to your house. I know you don't want to wait. You want to take it home then. Of course, Apple.com has an estimated wait of 3 to 4 weeks before you receive your phone, but at least you didn't have to stand outside and wait for it. So be happy about that. Okay, on to the next. What is going on with our Ginger? She is not going to be a happy camper. She is not going to be happy. Let me IM her. All right. So, on to the next story. Ooh. Apple, of course, is working on one of the features that people are not happy about, the Maps. They're trying to keep up with Google Maps, but not working so well. People are saying when the Hoover Dam and your satellite images look like the Marlboro Man's drooping cancer stick after his bout with lung cancer, you got a problem. That's according to VentureBeat. See, it's never easy to replace a major and popular app. Pulling out Google Maps and replacing it with Apple's own Maps application was going to be a risky move, but risky becomes potentially disastrous when entire websites spring up showcasing your failures and you have the original app created by one of your key competitors and sworn enemies stuck on ice in bureaucratic hell, a.k.a. the App Store approval process. So they won't approve the Google Maps one. Apple preached patience in a statement that it sent out. Said customers around the world are upgrading to iOS 6 with over 200 new features, including Apple Maps, our first map service. We are excited to offer this service with innovative new features like Flyover and Siri integration and free turn-by-turn navigation. We launched this new map service knowing that it's a major initiative and we are just getting started with it. We are continuously improving it, and as Map is a cloud-based solution, the more people use it, the better it'll get. So we're beta testing for you is what you're saying. We're also first to integrate some of the amazing transit apps in the App Store into iOS Maps. We appreciate all the customer feedback and are working hard to make the customer experience even better. In other words, shut up and use it because you're not going to get that Google one back. Okay, so if you launch an app in a public beta, you do have to have some leeway for error. And, yes, there's some tolerance for problems. But you didn't just launch it in beta. You replaced it. You took the Google off. So people don't even have the option of, you know, if you're lost somewhere, you're lost, you need a map, and you have your iPhone, you are SOL. The Guardian is suggesting, and 9to5 Mac is confirming that a new and standalone version of the Google Maps app has already been built and submitted to the Apple App Store, where it is waiting approval. So, and it doesn't look like they're going to let it through. Of course, since the launch of Android, Google and Apple have been increasingly divergent on cooperating with each other. Yeah, but Apple's first and foremost mission should always be to put the users first, and this time they did not. This is why I don't want an iPhone. Apple, just stop it. If anything at all, you could have said, you know what, Google, we're going to let your map through, but you're going to pay an extra, I don't know, $1,000 a month or something. I don't know. However y'all want to do it. You could upcharge them and then make your map free or tell them, you know, you have to charge for your map on our service. But ours is free, and then you give people an option because I don't want to be lost out near the Hoover Dam, and it does look weird. It has a drop. Let me find this picture somewhere on the web. You all have to see this. This is somebody that tweeted this. Okay, go to this. I'm going to tweet this for you all, and you'll probably see the tweet before you hear what I'm saying. But go and check out this. Why did I copy that? That's somebody's email address. I'm sorry. I was about to all tweet somebody.
Everybody email.
Right? It was about to be real ugly. Okay, the Hoover, I'm going to give this to Ginger first because I've got to hear her reaction. Okay, look at that. That is what the Hoover Dam looks like according to Apple Maps. Now, those of you who know your geography know what the Hoover Dam is supposed to look like.
All right, I'm opening it.
And that's from our friends at VentureBeat, by the way.
What?
Yeah, it looks like a road just dropped off.
Yeah, it does. Not the Hoover Dam. What the hell?
It looks like a street. And see, I'm not understanding.
See, this is where we plug in the water hoses and then we just slide down.
I don't want to slide down. That looks like, look at the size of the lines on the street and tell me if you want to slide down that. You're going to come off of that at some point and die.
That's true. Man, what the hell? What happened?
This is called Apple, what is it we say here in the South? Getting too big for the britches? That's what happened.
Say other words, but it's daytime.
Yes. That is ridiculous, Apple. And I'm not saying you make good product, but sometimes you need to say, this is not a strength for us, and at least let's give our customers the option. Because I'm telling you, there is somebody right now that got a new iPhone 5 and didn't realize that the map did this, and they are lost somewhere, and they cannot find their way out of where they are. And I cannot tell you. I'm one of those people. I have a terrible sense of direction. I count on my Google Maps to get me home when I'm lost, and it has not failed me so far.
That is just nuts.
That is crazy.
What did that?
Bad programming. That's what did that.
So this is supposed to be 3D rendering of Google Maps.
No, it's not Google. That's Apple Maps now.
Apple Maps. Leaves us to Google, okay?
Yeah, just let Google handle it, really.
Because y'all suck.
Ah.
Wow.
I'm going to tweet y'all some pictures of new guts here later once we get off the show, because Frankie's got pretty new guts.
Oh, awesome. All right, okay. I think I stopped lagging.
Okay.
League of Legends honor system acknowledges good in-game behavior. Pulling this from GamePolitics.com, they say, while developers are often credited with doing their best to punish bad player behavior and cheating within their online gaming communities, it's rare that anyone gets rewarded or even acknowledged for engaging in good and often helpful behavior. Riot Games is hoping to change this with a new honor system for its popular MOBA game, League of Legends. What do they have to say? They say, we here at Riot have been hard at work trying to improve player behavior in League of Legends. Historically, we've reacted to toxic players through systems like Leaverbuster and the Tribunal that are great at identifying and punishing the worst of the worst. However, players will often challenge team player behavior and say, Dr. Light, how are you a doctor? Don't you know that positive reinforcement can also improve player behavior? We agree with you. We know that we have a great community, but we haven't done a great job providing tools to empower this community to proactively be even more awesome. Today, we'd like to introduce Honor, our positive feedback initiative. We are well-versed in research done on concepts in psychology, such as positive reinforcement and how it can improve behaviors. And we have also found that some of the most meaningful, memorable moments in League come from the positive interaction players have with each other. Everyone's had one of these days. You're struggling in the game and find yourself in a situation where a teammate could have easily trolled or flamed you, but instead goes out of his way to be helpful, compassionate team player. He says, don't worry about the first blood. You may not friend this player or ever play with him again, but the small, kind gesture made a difference and is something you remembered. Through Honor, I'm going to lose my voice. Wow, it's not my internet connection going, it's my voice. Through Honor, you'll be able to give something lasting back to those players who went out of their way to make your game experience better. Keep an eye out for Honor with the next PBE update and expect to hear more about it in an upcoming patch. I think that's kind of cool, encouraging your players to be more awesome instead of being trolls. What do you think, Ms. Coy?
Yeah, I think I'm muted and I was just talking. Yeah. I'm not sure what to say to that. I think I'm going to leave it alone. I like that they encourage them not to be trolls, but I think a harder line needs to be taken, really. Because some people don't respond well to you being nice.
This is true. This is very true. Some people, you're nice to them and they just become jerks. And I don't understand that.
I am not. So I'm not sure this is going to work well.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let me get my women folk to listen up for a second. If you are not a supporter of GirlUp.org, you should be. The girls on the Run International and Girl Up are partnering. The president sent us over a little message, Elizabeth Kuntz, that says both Girl Up and Girls on the Run International envision a world where every girl, no matter where she lives, has the opportunity to reach her full potential and pursue her dreams. And through their collaborative efforts, they hope they can empower girls across the globe and create a better future. So Girls on the Run International uses running to inspire and motivate girls, encourage lifelong health, build confidence through accomplishment. They meet twice a week in teams of 8 to 15 girls with volunteer coaches, that teach life skills through dynamic conversation-based lessons and running games. Some of the ways that you can get involved, if you're a woman, sorry guys, you got to sit this one out, send your girlfriends in, put your girlfriends, get them off the bench. You can serve as a junior coach. You must be 16 years of age or older. Or you can be a coach if you're older than 18 years of age for the girls on the run team. You can rally your Girl Up Club to support and motivate girls by running together in the Girls on the Run 5K or by hosting a cheering station to encourage girls throughout the race. And I believe you guys can do that. They'll allow you to cheer.
Yes.
You can help with setup.
Cheer. Don't be a pig.
Can help with setup, registration, or other 5K volunteer activities. You can host a water station at the 5K. You can dress up, play music, dance, and cheer. I think some of our geek girls would probably love to look over and see one of you guys dressed like Princess Peach. It would be hilarious. Hilarious. You can organize a fundraising event to support your local Girls on the Run Council and divide the proceeds 50-50 with Girl Up to help girls in your community and around the world. You can host a donation drive to collect curriculum materials for program delivery, create, and suggest a community service project for local Girls on the Run team that could support your Girl Up Club initiatives and efforts. You can, of course, pop over to girlup.org if you want to support them. Again, guys, some things you can't do, but a lot of that stuff you can help out with. Sure, you got nieces, little cousins, aunts. Some of your aunts are younger than you. That's why I say that. So go over and support. Help them out. I'm trying to figure out. I don't do running, so I may, like, do some computer class or something. I don't know. That's what I may do.
Hey, you know what? Whatever helps. Whatever works.
Yeah, teach them how to build a computer.
That can work.
Man, these fluffy cakes are out of control today. What is going on?
Okay. Why are your fluffy cakes?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I was stuttering. I was like.
You were like, what? Your fluffy cakes?
Where did this come from?
That's what I looked at. What? My fluffy cakes? These are out of control today. That's why I got a discount. Work. Okay. So you got to work with what you got. Okay, Ginger. It'll be your turn after I have thrown everybody all off.
Yes, totally. That's fine. I'm going to throw you all out of whack once I finish coughing my head off.
What you got?
I don't know what happened. All right, so UIG Entertainment announces a third quarter release for Farming Giant.
Wait a minute.
Go big or go home. UIG Entertainment, a leading German publisher, have today announced Farming Giant, a new management simulation for PC, is going to be released the third quarter of 2012. The latest installment of the critically acclaimed Giant series, Farming Giant challenges players to create an international agriculture empire across the rich and fertile lands of Europe, encapsulated in the expansive game world. Whether crop farming or rearing livestock, Farming Giant features extensive production processes and trade opportunities, as well as a multitude of management options for players to build their enterprise and become a farming mogul. Awesome. So there is a trailer, and I'm going to have this up on GameNatrix.com, new.GameNatrix.com, in just a minute. So check it out.
Let me clear my throat. Okay. NVIDIA has some interesting things to say about OnLive. I'm sorry, say. Speak, Ginger.
Yeah.
You say it's over? Is that what you said?
No.
You broke up, so I don't know what you said.
Oh, my God. I'm going to shoot my internet today.
You're okay. You came back. Okay, but.
Really?
Yes, really. So after cloud gaming leader OnLive ran out of money in August, the future of cloud gaming was not so good. It was cloudy. That was mine.
It was cloudy.
That's what VentureBeat wrote. That's not mine. Rival cloud gaming service Gaikai had sold itself to Sony for $380 million, but OnLive's failure to gain enough consumers to offset the cost of its cloud infrastructure raised questions about whether cloud technology was economical for games. Cloud gaming lets a user play a high-end game on a low-end PC simply by logging into OnLive, which executed games in web-connected data centers that computed the game and sent images to the user's machine in real time. Unless you had a jacked-up internet connection, it worked. OnLive launched back in 2010, but too few subscribers materialized. Surrounded by free-to-play games, OnLive tried to sell consumers on instant access to the cloud and the capability to log in from any machine, which was never true. I couldn't get on my iPad, because if it was the case, I'm telling you, I'd be playing right now. Wouldn't even be doing the show. Phil Eisler, who's the general manager of GeForce Grid Cloud Gaming at NVIDIA, said that he believes that the technology is hugely disruptive, and he thinks it's ready and numerous cloud gaming projects from NVIDIA will appear in 2013. NVIDIA is adding cloud graphics technology to its graphics chips and making graphics card available for cloud gaming data service centers. In doing so, NVIDIA enables service providers to accommodate multiple gamers per server and thereby making it more economical to use their server infrastructure. I'm kind of impressed, NVIDIA. You finally did something.
I'm kind of impressed.
I shouldn't talk bad about NVIDIA. I do love their video cards. I haven't met an NVIDIA card I didn't like. Yeah. Very, very nice.
That's true. I've used NVIDIA for a very long time, and I very much love them.
Yeah, they got some nice business. Yeah, they got nice goods. Even today, and Frankie's not getting a new video card. She's keeping her old NVIDIA card. When I said to the guy, do I need to replace it? He says, no, should be just fine. I said, hot.
Awesome. Awesome.
Work it out. Frankie, work it out.
You know, I still find that amusing. Your computer is Frankie, and mine is Frank and Fred.
Ginger, you and I talk all the time, or I tell you all the time, how very much like me you are. So you should not be surprised.
That's because we're awesome. We're awesome.
We are awesome. Just like we told our listeners that Ginger was sick, and Snow messaged me. She says, "Where's Ginger?" And I said, "She's sick." She says, "Well, what is she doing?" I said, "What would I be doing? Working." That's what she's doing.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Sitting at the computer. Click.
I know. As you can hear, I keep muting myself. I hope y'all aren't hearing me cough my lungs up. But yeah.
Yeah, so don't be surprised. Our computers, of course, they have the same name.
All right, Namco Bandai is coming out with a new game that's going to steal our Cory away.
What?
Invites players into the bakery business with Deluxe Cafe on Android.
Oh, that don't sound good.
A full menu of content, including more than 240 items, great new mobile restaurateurs, and fun and free new app. Free. So we have to get this. Leading publisher, I've already said that today, released Deluxe Cafe on the Android mobile platform. Deluxe Cafe gives players of all ages an opportunity to create a successful bakery on their own, complete with customized furniture, cooking ingredients, and interior design elements, ensuring a massive amount of content to explore. Players can craft customized recipes and acquire and arrange charming furnishings and cook delicious dishes to create a successful restaurant business. The Deluxe Cafe app is free to download on Google Play, with additional content available through in-app purchases as well as incentivized downloads through TapJoy.
Incentivized. I like how they say that.
With its enticing free download and refreshingly approachable gameplay, all Android owners can take on the role of successful restaurant business owner, says this is coming from James Kusera, head of mobile Namco Bandai Games of America. In little time, Deluxe Cafe players of all ages can become mobile entrepreneurs, selling custom confections like hotcakes and baking pastries to make some dough. Awesome. Featuring colorful graphics and a selection of more than 240 custom items. New items are going to be added every week. Deluxe Cafe draws players into a new restaurant business that they can call their own, from furniture pieces to customizable menu items. Players can create a restaurant that directly reflects their taste. Players can also visit cafes run by other restaurateurs and send gifts to them to inspire friends to make the most of their cafe creation.
Why does it sound like Cafe World, and why is Zynga going to go after them?
I know, right? It's got full support for Facebook, so you can play it on Facebook as well. Items are at least posted up on Facebook, yeah.
Wait a minute, what's the name of it? Let me see. What's
the Deluxe Cafe.
We will do this on the air live. Go ahead, Ginger. Finish telling them. I'm going to look this up.
Players can also visit. Players can share their experience on the game's dedicated website and Facebook page for the chance to earn extra currency and share screenshots of their amazing restaurants. These items can be obtained through in-game achievements or redeemed by purchasing the in-game currency. The multitude of items can be purchased through coins, which are rewarded through playing, and gems, which are acquired through in-app purchase. Leading up through incentivized downloads via TapJoy, the customized app recommendation platform that rewards users for watching videos, subscribing to services, or downloading other apps. Also, it's going to feature events starring popular Namco Bandai game characters like Pac-Man. Fans can even access a huge variety of character-themed special items and cooking decorations, which can only be found in Deluxe Cafe. Again, it's available now, free, on the Android platform through Google Play.
Apparently, you cannot play on the Facebook. You can just go over and look at it. And looking at this, these pictures that they have, I am not amused.
Not amused?
Oh, hell no. No. No.
Is it ugly?
It's not even that it's ugly. It just doesn't... It looks like every other Facebook type of game. Can you all actually make me a real simulator, people? I want to have, like, chefs I have to manage, and the food is going to spoil, and I forgot to order the shipment, and there's no... This is what makes a good game.
Well, it's got a 4.5-star rating over on Google Play, 5,000-plus downloads.
Because you know people are playing the thing. You know people are who's playing this casual.
Prices are very high to buy the gems, but the rest is amazing.
The gems is what messes it up. You don't have gems when it's
a
real thing. Frickin' gems. Not to be doing that. Okay, so interesting news going on. You people that love you some Company of Heroes, well, you'll be happy to hear. THQ announced today a number of pre-order incentives, as well as a digital collector's edition for its upcoming strategy game, Company of Heroes 2, sequel to the highest-rated strategy game of all time. I beg to differ. You better change that. I believe World of Warcraft holds that honor. All customers who pre-order the game from participating retailers will receive a global pre-order bonus consisting of two vehicle skins for their medium-weight vehicles, the German Rotbronn and Soviet Leningrad, with selected retailers also offering guaranteed beta access during the closed beta phase, as well as incentives. Customers who pre-order the game from Steam will be enrolled into the exclusive Steam pre-purchase tiered reward program, which will feature a number of rewards, including unlocks for Team Fortress 2 and Warhammer 40K, Dawn of War 2, Retribution. Players who choose to pre-order the Origin one instead will receive the global pre-order incentives, as well as exclusive Soviet Breznak front vehicle skins to convert their heavy vehicles. Finally, Shop THQ pre-order customers will receive the same global pre-order incentives as the other retailers, as well as the Command Pass, which will entitle players to download new bonus multiplayer maps, as well as take part in exclusive members-only events. The Command Pass will also be available for purchase separately post-release. As well as the standard edition of the game, a collector's edition is available for $99. Included in this edition is access to the first three single-player content packs when they become available, as well as the Command Pass, exclusive heavy German whitewash and Soviet winter cobblestone tank skins, and a veteran badge to display on your in-game profile. Additionally, you will also receive the award-winning original Company of Heroes base game with its expansion packs. Basically, a bunch of crap. Nothing real that you can keep and hang on your wall. Come on, people. Company of Heroes is scheduled to be available for PC in early 2012. If you are really, really jonesing for some info, you can go over to companyofheroes.com and check out screenshots and all that good stuff. And you can also stop by new.gamemanatrix.com and see what we got over there. I don't think they gave us any screenshots of this, so I won't have any screenshots to share with you. I am not excited about this either. Sad state of affairs this is. All right, there's some more Wii U talk. Nintendo Wii U, they say the gaming tablet may not be enough to boost the 30% decline in game console shipments. This is from ABI Research. It said overall game console shipments declined over 30% year-over-year through the first half of 2012. Although these results don't signal the end of console gaming, the current seventh generation of consoles is in the twilight years of the usual life cycle and penetration rates are mature, leaving less room for growth. Hope for recovery of the market in late 2012 and early 2013 now rests largely on the next generation Nintendo Wii U and its tablet-like gamepad. Nintendo's innovative TVI. What are they calling it? What are you guys going to call that? I know me is eyes at TV or TVI. What are we doing here, Nintendo? They're saying it's also this particular feature is notable and might match, if not exceed, what Microsoft has done with the multi-screen market with Xbox Live Gold, and it's free. So they've already exceeded in a lot of people's eyes. Nintendo's next-generation console, the Wii U, will launch in November in Europe and North America and December in Japan. So you guys got less than 2 months to get your pennies together. I'm putting change in my coffee jar. Pricing varies by region, but the Wii U will be Nintendo's most expensive platform to date. Nintendo is expected to target core gamers with stronger third-party development support. However, the Wii U's hardware may not improve on gaming performance levels compared to Microsoft's 360 and the PlayStation 3, both current-generation consoles. Practice director Sam Rosen commented that the Wii U's success will depend on first-party game titles and the ability of the unique user interface to improve upon or augment the gaming experience. Launch titles are expected to be relatively strong, but Nintendo has extended its launch window from release through to March 2013 in order to include more games. With adequate marketing, they expect the launch demand for the Wii U to be strong, but long-term success will depend greatly on establishing a unique and desirable user experience with the Wii U gamepad, that little tablet thing. Michael Inouye added that Nintendo will need to create a separation between the Wii U and current consoles from Sony and Microsoft. Didn't they already do that when they made the little tablet thing?
I thought so, but
I don't see them have one. I thought that was a separation. Anyway, if games are all available across three platforms with equitable experiences, then the Wii U will likely fail to generate much interest from the core segment. We expect the Wii U launch to bring 2012 shipments close to the 2011 totals, with early 2013 returning to early 2011 levels. Sustaining this level will depend heavily on continued Wii U demand as well as offerings from Microsoft and Sony. I'm not sure what's going on in my throat. I got some sore stuff going on here. It's not going to keep me from binge gaming today, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I am, I'm going to need y'all to stop. You can't compare the old two to the new two. Everybody has to have their consoles out first before we compare. And being that they all are waiting 1 to 2 years because they want to see what Wii's going to do, you still can't compare the two. Can we just wait and see what they've done first? Believe you me, if it sucks, I'm going to be the first person to say, Nintendo, epic fail for you. But I need to see, because you all are just all kinds. I don't like speculation. I don't like hearing, we believe this is going to happen. I want to see what's going to happen, because I know how Nintendo is. I know whatever you think is going to be the opposite. It's not going to work. I just want to see it. I don't know what's going on. We have this dissension amongst the ranks. You know what I would do if I was a game developer, honestly?
What would you do?
I would create three different games of the same game. Like if I was doing, say, Call of Duty, there would be mm-hmm. Call of Duty, you know, for each console, but each of them would have something completely different, thereby encouraging more people to buy your game more than once.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
More than once, and have all the consoles. That's what I'm about. If you're going to be greedy, then be smart and greedy. Because
exactly, yeah.
Forever, I'm not going to buy it for three consoles, but if I heard, you know, say Ginger's playing and her version is taking place in Hawaii and mine is in Florida, I was like, oh, I need to get the Hawaii version. Oh, that's only available on Xbox. Oh, now I got to get it for the Xbox.
Exactly, yeah.
What? Where are they at? In Canada? Oh, now I got to get a PlayStation. I got to play that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a brilliant idea, actually. I like that idea. You should totally tell them that. And, you know, tell them I want like 10%, thanks.
They're listening and they'll steal our ideas. That's why we had that, what's the game we were talking about last night? The State of Decay? That's why we have State of Decay. Because they were listening. We've been complaining about this for years and the game is just now finished, so they were listening years ago. We know y'all listen to us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You better be listening to us. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is kind of interesting. I talked about this a while back about Data Gamer and Chaga Gamer. Anyways, dating site partners with Dailymotion to broadcast banned YouTube videos. Apparently, Data Gamer's YouTube channel was suspended within hours of launching yesterday. The brains behind dating sites Data Gamer and Chaga Gamer, I'm not quite sure it's brains behind those sites, have spoken of their disappointment following a decision taken by YouTube to suspend their Data Gamer channel. The news came from web entrepreneur Tom Thurlow, posted a series of sexy videos designed to help single gamers develop their pulling technique. I'm sorry, were you teaching us the pull taffy? Pulling technique. Anyways, it seems YouTube pulled the plug on the Data Gamer channel within hours of the clips going live and failed to comment or give specific reasons regarding their decision, despite the fact that films had accumulated tens of thousands of views and hundreds of subscribers. Tom admits the decision came as a surprise. He said the YouTube ban has come as a complete shock. The kind of action is usually reserved for content that contains highly offensive material, which our films certainly did not. And the films are free of any nudity. It did not contain any bad language, so we're very disappointed by this response. Despite the YouTube ruling, Tom and Data Gamer team have refused to concede defeat and have already entered into a new partnership agreement with Daily Motion, who will now host the banned films. The series was made to help gamers who may not have the confidence to launch a charm offensive, get that elusive first date, and maybe more. They are presented by a series of scantily clad gamer babes who explain just what they're looking for from a guy, and you know these girls are not actually gamers, and it's hoped that the tutorials will provide a useful and entertaining source of information on bullying that gamers and geeks can access from the comfort and privacy of their own homes. Okay, now I'm irritated. Now I want to see these, and I want proof that any of these wenches are gamers.
And that is not the word she said in her head, just so y'all know.
No, it's not. I'm sorry. I'm all for teaching gamers and anybody how to get out there and meet somebody and how to strike up a conversation and be witty and funny and cute. That's great. That's wonderful. I like this idea. I, however, do not like the idea that you're doing it by having these girls with their boobs just about hanging out everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, A, they've got boyfriends, B, they're not gamers, and C, they're doing it for the money. They're not doing it because they're gamers. If they're doing it from the goodness of their hearts and they were gamers, that'd be great, but they'd be in full geek wear. And I'm not saying geeks can't be hot. I mean, because us gamer girls, man, we can make you, you know, totally fall over. But
yeah.
We're not going to be dressed like sluts.
I might.
Well... Please phrase it. If we're teaching a class to a whole bunch of people, we're not going to be dressed like that.
True, true.
We're going to be in our geek fashionista stuff, you know?
Yes, I do have my geekinista stuff. Like, I have my T-shirt and I have on my dog tags that say, you know, stuff like, what is it? I have my Fatality one. I have one that says Tabula Rasa. I have one that has Guild Wars, and I change them out.
Exactly.
And those are my necklaces, you know, and I got my big earrings, and I have on my, you know, so, you know, I carry one of my bags. Like I said, I had my Halo bag last night, remember? So yeah, I'm a geek, but I accessorize it, you know.
So I'm opening this right now to see what it... Nothing to see here. Hey, there are no videos here! There are no videos here!
There, you know, what we need, and we've had people that try to do this in the past, but unfortunately, and I don't mean to be down on our guys today because I love my gamer guys, but some things you just don't do as well as a woman, and you need a woman planner, even if she's not a gamer. You need to come to a woman planner with the thought in mind that here's a gamer dating service, and we're going to put together gamer mixers, which would work completely different from other mixers. You know how they have the companies now that are doing the, like, the Match.com. They have you go out, and they have a mixer where they do, like, a cooking class.
Yeah.
You could have a gamer session where, you know,
like
they meet and play some games together, and they put you on a team with people, and you got to, you know, do capture the flag, and they put you on, you know, two guys, two girls, and you get to talk and work together, and you're like, ooh, I like him. Ooh, I like her. Ooh, let me get your old gamer tag. And, yeah, there you go. But so you need a woman to think of those little cutesy things and give some nice gamer food there and, you know, make it comfortable, some candlelight, some stuff. You see where I'm going with this? You can't do it with this business here that they have going on. This is thought of, I'm going to say it, by some guy who didn't get to... I keep thinking, Ginger, that you were with me at PAX and we met the Games Match president guy. I know you weren't there. That just shows how much I love you. You were there with me in spirit, my heart.
Yeah.
But the guy, I could clearly tell that he never saw any parts of a girl in high school, and that's why he created this service, so that he could hire pretty girls on and then try to tell them how to, I can help my fellow geek guy. That's not how you help them. That's not how you help them.
No,
I'm not saying they can't pull.
Pretty... Was the one he came out of.
You cannot get the pretty girls that way, especially not geek. The girls you're looking at, not gamers, as Horace said, they're, you know, it's a sham. And then, two, the ones that are girl gamers are not going to be on that service. And that's the ones that you want, because she's not going to be mad at you when you are playing Medal of Honor. She's going to sit down to play with you. She's going to remember to pick it up on the way home with dinner. Babe, I'm going to pick up some dinner. I'm going to pick up a Medal of Honor and Borderlands 2. And I'll see you when I get there. Or cook, I'm going to pick up this and, you know, see you when I get there. That's the girl that you want. Mhm.
I had to go check out the site. I want to stab myself.
Oh God.
At least the girls aren't completely naked, but
just go ahead and call it porn and quit trying to disguise it as something to do with gamers. We know.
Yeah.
We know it's not real.
I'm so irritated by this. I want to, like, stab somebody in the face. This is what's wrong with you people? benefit of the doubt. I really was. I wanted to see the videos.
All right. Well, while she's yelling at that, you people that love you some Medal of Honor will be happy to know. Actually, it's almost time for us to go. You could be happy to know the answer to the age-old question, who will rise to the top? You'll know this in October. Danger Close Games, the studio of EA, today announced that it is offering players an open multiplayer beta, worldwide beta, for Medal of Honor Warfighter. In this innovative multiplayer design, the most elite soldiers from 10 different nations will go head-to-head to see who's top dog. Gamers can choose from among 12 Tier 1 units, including the British SAS, German KSK, Russian Spetsnaz Alpha Group, Korean UDT, and the U.S. Navy SEALs, as they represent their elite special forces online, powered by the advanced technology of Frostbite 2. Brrr. Medal of Honor Warfighter is the only shooter that lets the best of the best soldiers from around the world battle it out in multiplayer to determine who will reign supreme. Fans who join the battle can help unlock the new Linkin Park Castle of Glass music video. EA will release the video 5 days after the beta launches, but gamers can unlock it earlier by downloading the beta and hitting the 3 million download mark. Debuting this October, the concept for Linkin Park's Castle of Glass music video is the result of a direct collaboration between the members of Linkin Park and Danger Close Games, produced by Mothership with visual effects and animation by Digital Domain for Danger Close. The video will feature a unique mix of live-action footage edited with gameplay recordings taken from the Medal of Honor Warfighter. Gamers that download the beta will also be awarded with 60 minutes of double XP when the game launches. Oh, how nice. Boo. Give me something concrete I can hold in my hands. The Medal of Honor Warfighter beta will also feature a brand new multiplayer mode called Hotspot, where players attack and defend randomly selected locations. Sounds like Capture the Flag to me, the one that moves. This will be in selected locations on the Sarajevo Stadium map in Bosnia. Inspired by real-life operations, players team up in pairs using the game's unique co-op Firestream system for a competitive advantage on the battlefield. The Medal of Honor Warfighter multiplayer beta will be available for a limited time in early October, exclusively for the Xbox 360. I'm kind of impressed that they managed, that Xbox managed to snag and hang on to this. Oh, also, by the way, players that pre-order Medal of Honor limited edition before the game launches on the 23rd of October will receive the Warfighter Zero Dark 30 map pack in North America or the Medal of Honor Warfighter The Hunt map pack in the rest of the world at no extra cost. That's nice. Again, it'll be available October 23rd here for you UK and the UK and 26th for the PlayStation. Actually, nope. There, I guess it is going to be a more than one console. Mm-hmm. Okay, so 23rd here, and UK people, you get it October 26th for the Xbox, the PlayStation, and PC.
Yay!
And we got like 3 minutes left. Can you squeeze one in there?
Can I squeeze one in? I might be able to. I don't know. No, that one's way too long. All right, I can do this one. Iranian government effectively bans the sale of Arma 3 in the country.
Oh, good Lord.
Uh-huh. Fans of Bohemia Interactive's popular simulation-based military shooter series, Arma, and Iran, who are hoping to get their hands on the company's next game, Arma 3, are officially out of luck. Though it's not surprising news that Iran would not approve a game coming out of any region in the world that they deem a threat to their political, social, cultural, and religious standards, it is nonetheless a small setback for fans of for Bohemia. Trend reported that the news that the Iran's National Foundation of Computer Games and the government's Revolutionary Guard Corps strongly objected to the game, particularly over the portrayal of Iranian forces as enemies of NATO. The game features a fictitious scenario in which NATO troops battle against Iranian insurgents.
All right.
You're banning a game over a fictitious thing that never happened.
You know the world we live in. Somebody's always mad about something. And yes, Horace, that does sound like a crazy King of the Hill. And you know, I don't know if I want this one. I was a Medal of Honor fan because I liked that it's not set in this time period. So you have to learn how to shoot the games, the trajectory and stuff. But I did enjoy it. I really enjoyed this one on the Wii as a shooter. Trying to be the sniper with the Wiimote was just boss. Because y'all know I'm dangerous. Well, I was before I had LASIK. I would snipe with a pistol.
Totally dangerous.
Yeah, it's a snipe with a pistol. Now I'm not so good at it. I'm going to have to work it out. Now that I can actually see, it don't work quite as the way I thought it did. I have to squint before I snipe somebody.
That's hilarious. You'd think you'd be better now.
Yeah, you would think I would be. I can't hit the bottom of a lake if I was standing in it. Just, yeah.
Wow. I wonder why that is.
See, I think my brain compensated, did well. All right, people, time for us to go. You know where to find us. All over the freaking place, because it's binge gaming weekend. You want to play with us? Keep an eye on the Twitter. I will let you know where I will be. I may be in three places at once, so try to keep up. And I'm not even joking when I say that. I may be playing Borderlands and APB and Second Life all at the same time.
Rawr, that's hot.
And Joe, I'm coming for you, ma'am. I'm coming for your werewolf in about 2 hours.
Uh-oh. You're in trouble, Joe. Bye.